back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILN.
You got that over there?
Welcome back, Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.
You got that over there?
Go you Northwestern. Chills up my spine. Even though I'm a Michigan guy, better off going to Northwestern. Because all these Northwestern guys, they're glamour guys. They all get all the TV gigs and everything. That great
they're intelligent
broadcasting program they have out there. And we have certainly one with us. One of my favorite networks that I enjoy watching, Dave. I'm not sure if you get it on cable. It's the Big Ten Network.
Well, I don't get it, but I do. I wish I did, because it really is one of the better sports networks out there. I mean, as much as I hate ESPN these days because of how corporate it's become and things of that nature, the Big Ten Network really is kind of it's a breath of fresh air as far as that goes, and it's really insightful, and they just have solid content on there.
They do. I love the banter. I love the background, the Howard Griffiths, and obviously I like the Chris Martins, who is our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Welcome, Chris, to the Jack and Tom Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate the love for the Big Ten Network, and even more so for the Northwestern fight song. You guys got me pumped up.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, Chris, when did you were in the mid-90s. Were you in the Pat Fitzgerald era when you played for the Cats?
Yeah, good memory. I came in with Gary Barnett in 1992, graduated in 96, and played 3 years with Pat.
Oh, well, that was I was at that 95 game, I'm sure you recall, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which was kind of the turning point of that season for you. You beat Michigan and Brian Griese, and on the way to Pasadena, that was certainly a huge win for the Cats.
Yeah, no doubt about it. One of my favorites from that season. I still joke around with Imani Toomer, who works with our network now, because he and I were doing battle in that game.
Oh, yeah, that was a super game. Well, Chris, now you're going to be obviously heading to some vantage point. Is it Ohio State you're covering today with the Boilermakers?
Correct. Ohio State, Purdue. We'll see if the Buckeyes can snap back from last week and if they can avenge the loss to Purdue of last season.
Oh, my God. You know, think about Purdue. You're having the Buckeyes breathing fire after last year. Then you have them coming off a loss to the Badgers last week. They're going to be pretty irritated, I would think.
They will. But, you know, it's a Buckeye team that's been banged up. They lost their linebacker, Ross Holman, who's responsible for a lot of production for this team. Still seems to be a team that's trying to find itself, get in rhythm consistently, giving up some special teams, big pops, as struggled, you know, on third downs. And so Ohio State has some work cut out. And this is a Purdue team that comes in very confident. They won two games in the Big Ten. First time they've done that since 2003. So
you're talking about people that are trying to find their rhythm and find who they are. It seemed like early in the season, Terrell Pryor had finally found who he was. Kind of took a step back last week in the Wisconsin game. And I'm just kind of curious, in your opinion, where do you rate Terrell Pryor as a quarterback? Not an athlete, as a quarterback, and what do you think his ceiling is?
It's an interesting question. In fact, I just talked to Jim Bowman about that very same question yesterday. And I said, Coach, you know, the hard thing for me, and I've seen a lot of tape on this kid, is really to put a midseason grade on him right now, because you've seen him. He's hot. He's real hot. But when he's cold, you know, he's way off. And, you know, it looks like he has regressed and rescinded in terms of his fundamentals and mechanics. He misses a lot of open receivers.
Yeah, he just seems like he's throwing lazy, especially in the Wisconsin game. It just seems like he's not really putting much into the throws.
Yeah, and I think when you watch him, especially when he's trying to hit some of those crossing routes, it's almost like he's trying to guide the football in. And every time he does that, he short arms it. And so he's very inconsistent. You know, he still has a lot of things you can't teach when you look at his size, his speed, you know, his measurables. But in terms of his accuracy as a quarterback and sort of a pocket passer, he is still struggling and under development. He's just not figured it out completely yet.
We are talking to Chris Martin of the Big Ten Network, the former Northwestern Wildcat. And, Chris, obviously your heart's probably in Evanston today, that your former team has a pretty good game. Here we're located in Lansing, Michigan, and Spartan country, and they're on a roll. How do you assess what's going to happen at noon today at Ryan Field?
Interesting matchup. In fact, in the studio, this was we do our picks of the week, and this was honestly the scariest pick for me to make, because when you look at this Northwestern team, and they do it every season. They jump up and bite somebody. You know, they beat Wisconsin. They jumped up, got Iowa last season. And, you know, it's setting up the perfect stage for them to knock off an undefeated Michigan State team. You look at the fact that they've had 2 weeks to prepare. It's homecoming in Evanston. A lot of emotion and motivation, and Pat always has those guys ready to play. Now, saying that, I ended up picking Michigan State. I think that in terms of the talent and personnel on the field, it's a tough matchup for the Wildcats. But this is a scary one, guys. It wouldn't surprise me if Northwestern jumps up and stings the Spartans.
From what you've seen this year from Michigan State, I think they're a good football team, but I'm a little skeptical of that number 7 ranking. I realize the undefeated record goes into that stuff. But in your opinion, from what you've seen of them, do you think they're deserving of that number 7 ranking, or would you rank them a little bit lower if you had a power ranking, so to speak?
No, I think it's a fair ranking from what I've seen on tape and having called the game. When you look at what they do offensively, they have great balance. Three running backs, really, that can change the game in a blink of an eye. They got a quarterback that's masterful in the execution of the offense, very smart guy in Cousins, and he's great with the play action, probably the best in the Big Ten. And then defensively, they've gotten a lot more pressure, especially in the most recent weeks, and gotten a lot better on the back end. I think one of the things that strikes me the most about Michigan State is how they've gone after the football this season. I mean, they have really created a lot of turnovers defensively and shored up that secondary. And so I think if you look at this team top to bottom, left to right, they're where they should be.
Chris Martin of the Big Ten Network, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show, 8:25 here in Greater Lansing. And Chris, my regular partner, Jack Evelyn, is en route to Evanston. I always get in arguments with him. I'm not trying to belittle the quality of the Big Ten, but sometimes I question what they did in the offseason, their body work, and that quality victory that enhances the credibility of the entire conference. And I went through it, and I said, well, you know, Ohio State beat the Miami Hurricanes. That was a good one. But there really wasn't that other, you know, marquee victory, and there were some bad losses. I'm talking about Purdue obviously losing to Toledo and what's happened at Minnesota. But when you look at Iowa, let's go move over to Iowa, which is highly ranked, and they got the great defense and everything. I always ask, Jack, where is Iowa's quality win, particularly when I saw Michigan serve up 522 yards of total offense against the Hawkeyes last week?
Yeah, and you saw Iowa lose to an Arizona team early in the season. So, but you look at Iowa, and I do believe that Kirk Ferentz is the best coach in the Big Ten. He always finds a way to get his players to step up. I said last year that I was a team that, and kind of like boxing, they take a lot of punches, but somehow in the end they always find a way to land a knockout punch. Stansy's been playing a little better. He's not throwing the ball to the other team as much as he's done a season ago. Defensively, you always know what you're going to get in Iowa, and they have been banged up from the running back position, but Adam Robinson has certainly been a consistent player. So it's a good Iowa team. They got a tough matchup this week, so we'll see how it shakes out.
Chris, talking about the team Iowa played last week, Michigan, probably a good time for them to get a bye. But I watched them last week, and I started thinking to myself, has the Big Ten started to figure out how to stop Denard Robinson? And is Michigan as good as Denard Robinson is? Is Michigan better off playing Tate Forcier, who's a better passer than Robinson, rather than being one-dimensional with Denard Robinson against Big Ten defenses?
Yeah, it begs the question. And I think that when you look at Denard Robinson, I said this after the Michigan State game, which they were masterful at sort of putting him in a box. There's just a lot of footage now on how you defend this kid. And granted, he's been lights out as a player. But when you watch that Michigan State team, I mean, they put him in a box every play. They got their defensive ends up the field to the level of the quarterback, and every time he tried to step up, they showed color in every hole. So it felt like he was probably playing against 15 defenders, and I think that's kind of been consistent. You know, you go against an Iowa team that's naturally proficient on defense, and then they execute the same plan. I think, you know, you hate to use two quarterbacks. I think Tate Forcier is definitely a more depth thrower, but he doesn't have that same element dimension that Denard Robinson has. But ultimately, they still got to go with a quarterback and live with the results. And I think that'd be Denard Robinson if he's healthy.
We're talking to Chris Martin of the Big Ten Network. Chris, and before we let you go today, and certainly appreciate you being on the Jack and Tom Show, I got to get your take on today's big game today at 3:30. Wisconsin at Iowa. How do you see that game going on in Iowa City?
Another tough game. Tough game to call. When you look at Wisconsin, you know, coming off of such a tremendous win, probably one of the best wins in their program history, they're playing with a lot of confidence. They finally got those big backs working together, and Clay's getting downhill, which is tough to bring down. Defensively, they're playing better. But something about playing Iowa at home, I would have to side with Iowa. They play great defense. They're consistent on offense, and they're going to get pressure to Tolzien, and I think that will make the difference in this ballgame.
Chris Martin of the Big Ten Network has been our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And, Chris, continue to do the great job. You and Howard Griffith and Jerry DiNardo and all the guys do, Dave Revson. I love your programming, and keep up the great work, and certainly appreciate being on Jack and Tom this morning.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Anytime. You can want to roll out that Northwestern fight song. I'll be rocking to it.
Okay. We'll do that as bumper music, Chris. Thanks so much again.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Have you ever noticed, Dave, there's a lot of Northwestern guys in the media?
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. I mean, all the way at the top with a Michael Wilbon type, and then, you know, Chris Martin. They're all over the place.
Brent Musburger, he's one of your faves,
they're
right?
Intelligent people. No, I do not like Musburger.
Okay, well, coming up next, we're going to switch over to high school football. We got Selection Sunday.
Woo!
Coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I know the East Lansing Trojans are all geeked up about it, and a bunch of other teams are as well. John Johnson, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, our guest. Next on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.